Party insisted that they revise the criteria that the IRS was using to make it more ideologically neutral. 6 months later, in January of this past year, the IRS again revised its criteria that it was using to decide on what level of scrutiny these different groups would get. And this, we learned today, was the new criteria they started using as of January of last year. I wanted to put it up on the screen so you can see it for yourself in terms of the actual language that we've got about it. This is being widely described today in the reporting on this scandal as being a set of criteria that obviously still targeted conservatives. I don't actually read it that way at all. I mean, if you're going after groups that are talking about either limiting or expanding government, kind of seems to me that is ideologically neutral and therefore proper.